Blog Talk Radio. Okay, folks, this is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host. It sounded like we had some technical difficulties tonight, but I am on the air here 7 minutes after the program has started. My apologies. And what I will be doing is that when we go to the archived version of this program, I will edit that out. But, wow, we sure had some technical difficulties here tonight. I had a little different situation, but I want to thank you. Here I am, 7 minutes late, but I'm here. I'm on the air. Okay. And let's do this. I'm going to thank you for being patient with me. I'm starting all over again. This is Dave Schmidt. This is the Sedona Connection. I want to welcome you to be here on the air with me tonight. And this is a weekly radio program that I do. It goes in conjunction with my website, thesedonaconnection.com. And before we start, I need to give a couple of kind of disclaimer comments. We talk about the revalue of the Iraqi dinar on this program, along with the global currency reset of other worldwide currencies as well. Obviously, that is a financial issue. So what we have to say is everything that I say on this program is strictly my opinion. And this program is for educational purposes only. It is to give you information. We do not give professional financial advice. Obviously, financial issues will come up, and we highly recommend that you seek your own professional advice, i.e., through a CPA, a tax attorney, a wealth manager, a financial consultant. Everybody's financial situations are different, so we highly recommend that you pursue your own financial advice for you that is best suits you. And as I mentioned, this is for informational purposes only. Well, we want to thank you for joining us on the program tonight. As I had mentioned, I have a newsletter that comes out. You can go to my website, thesedonaconnection.com. That is always the basic link for everything else that I have. On there, you will find the links for this radio program. We come every Wednesday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time live, but you can also listen to this program anytime archived. You go to my website, it will take you to the Blog Talk Radio link, and you can listen to that program. And about 80% of the folks who listen to this program do listen on an archived basis. Okay. Then also you go there, you will see that all my newsletters, I put out a newsletter once a week. The newsletter, and I do the primary content of the newsletter in video format, and I upload that to my YouTube page. So you can access me through my YouTube page, through my Facebook page, The Sedona Connection, Dave Schmidt. YouTube is Dave Schmidt only. My website, thesedonaconnection.com, and you can go to Blog Talk Radio and put in The Sedona Connection. All those are the different aspects of which, you know, you can reach me here. If you wish to be on the newsletter list, go to my website. In the right-hand column is the link. You click on that link, you will automatically receive my newsletter emails as I put those out. I put them out once a week, comes out on Tuesday night or Wednesday morning before the Wednesday night radio program. And I will also send out other ones periodically for if there is some special news, a specific important event, or even updates about the workshops that I do, which is the other thing that I do. I do these workshops about once a month. And I've been starting to do those. I do those at various locations around the country. It's a full one-day workshop. Doors open at 8:30. We start at 9:30. We go till 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And then I open it for a Q&A from all the people who are present. And that goes on for an hour to hour and a half. My workshop, I charge $99 for an individual. It's $79 for a couple. But I always say, if there's room in the room, if there's space in the room, you can always come at a scholarship rate, and that rate is $25, because I know some of you, by the time that you pay for your transportation cost and a hotel cost, and that's pretty much taxing you out, and then you don't have that extra money. And all the workshops I've done, I have always been able to say yes to everybody who has asked and requested for a scholarship rate. Now, I do have a workshop shop coming up in a couple days here in Sedona, Arizona, my hometown. And that one is closed, folks. That one is fully booked up. In fact, I'm actually about two or three people over where I wanted to be, but we'll be fine for everybody that's coming on Saturday. The week after that, May 17th, I am going to San Juan, Puerto Rico. And I want to say thank you so much to James Menendez in Puerto Rico, who has invited me to come there, and he has set up all of the local arrangements. Now, for those of you that are in Puerto Rico, if you are listening to this program, you need to make your reservations through James on a local basis there, okay? If James, if you come from the mainland and you want to make reservations, then you need to do that through me, through my website. You go to my website, thesedonaconnection.com. Okay, hold on just a second. Penny, would you bring that laptop in here, and then I can set you up, because we've had some technical problems here tonight. That's one of the reasons why we got a late start, and I need to get her set up on the laptop so she can monitor all the callers, all of you that want to call in, that you want to ask questions or talk, and there's a whole lot of you lined up right now. So, folks, here's what I need you to do so that there's not airtime. What I am going to do is I'm going to talk you through, so as I'm actually doing this thing. Now, this is actually online here, Penny. I think what we need to do is we need to click the number one. It says that you are now in the queue. And, Penny, we need to find you on here. And I think you are probably this one, or you are also going to be my other phone number that comes in. And that, here we are, right there. Okay?
Okay.
There you go.
There you go.
Okay, okay. So, so you can take care of all the phone calls. Thanks, Penny. Okay, in fact, what I need to do, I just put her on the live, and you were probably hearing a little bit of feedback there. I need to go, and I need to put in her name so she knows who she is, and I don't get her mixed with everybody else. And, Penny, I'm going to go ahead and put you in the blue button on the hold so that we're not hearing the feedback. Now, there we go, folks. Thanks. So, that's the scoop. San Juan, Puerto Rico on May 17th. And then we are going to be in the Chicago area on May 31st. We are actually in Rosemont, a suburb of Chicago. We are just right out on the edge of the Chicago O'Hare Airport at the Holiday. You go to my website, thesedonaconnection.com, click on the link for the workshops, you scroll down, you can register for the one in Chicago, you can register for the one in Puerto Rico. Mainland folks here in the United States, you need to register through me. If you are local residents in Puerto Rico, you will register through James Menendez. If you don't know how to get a hold of them, go ahead and send me an email. At thesedonaconnection at msn.com, and I will get you in touch with James. Okay. Now, with that, okay, we're ready to finally go on with some of the program content tonight. I put out a newsletter this week that is saying, time to call an end to the soap opera of Dinarland. Now, having said that, folks, I want to respect what the other blog writers are writing, but there is so much that is talked about and discussed that it just leads to a lot of drama, a lot of confusion, a lot of hesitation, and a lot of stuff that just never comes about. Now, I'm going to use an illustration of something that happened this week, and it's been going on for a lot of other times as well, but it was predominantly this week. They have said that their RI has taken place. Now, RI is what's called the reinstatement of the Iraqi dinar, We have always been talking about the revaluation of the Iraqi dinar. And there is a difference between the revaluation versus the reinstatement. The reinstatement never even came up as an issue until just in the last week and a half. And you know what? Here's what I'm saying. And so I want to be clear about this. Could Iraq actually have done something that is going on behind the scenes that they attempted to reinstate their currency? It's possible. It is possible. But here's what I said. Folks, whether it's a reinstatement or a revaluation, when the Iraqi currency gets back to a nominal, revalued, reinstated rate, that's going to be worldwide news. That is not something that you're going to find that's going to be hidden and kept hidden all the way around through the mainstream news issues. It's going to show up in the markets. It's going to show up on the federal, the foreign exchange, the currency exchange markets all around the world. And why I made an issue out of that is because the person that posted it says it has been reinstated all around the world, and they even said it's live in Spain. And I'm saying, show me. Show me. I haven't seen anything. There's actually no evidence anywhere. Nobody has talked about this anywhere except on a couple of the Dinarland blog sites. They're the only ones that said it. So what you're telling me is that you have such special inside scoop information that the only people that are knowing about it and talking about it are here on the Dinarland blog sites, and there isn't a peep of it anywhere else. Now, why is this so important? That's what I call soap opera drama. Because here's why. If that had actually happened, that it was all around the world, the revalue or the reinstatement of the Iraqi dinar is going to affect currency values all around the world. It's going to have a ripple effect. It's going to change a lot of stuff. It's going to affect the value of the U.S. dollar. It's really going to have an impact on the Saudi Arabian currencies and the Kuwaiti dinar currencies because they will be in direct competition to those. It's going to be a big, huge issue, folks. Now, there are professional traders who trade the foreign exchange currencies 24 hours a day all around the world, 5.5 days a week. Don't you think they are watching this, waiting for this? They have the opportunity to trade the markets and make millions of dollars out of this revaluation through their professional experience of knowing how to trade international currencies. They're waiting. They're salivating. They're waiting to jump at the bit on this. And you know what? When it happens, it will show all around the world in the foreign exchange markets, even if it hasn't gone live. Because if there is substantiation, if there is evidence, if there is proof that this is about to happen, it's like getting the inside intel, the inside information, the inside scoop, and they're going to jump on this before anybody else to take advantage of a moving market. That's what market traders do, and they're very, very good at it. I've been a part-time day trader, market trader for 18 years. I understand the markets. I understand what makes them move. Now, I don't have as good as understanding on foreign currencies as I do on equity currencies, on stocks, and predominantly the indexes. I predominantly trade the futures indexes is what I do personally. I did some trading today. I made some money today doing that, okay? And I've been doing that off and on for 18 years. I have taught a college class on how to trade the stock market online. I used to work for a company that taught you how to trade the market online. So I've been around this stuff. Goes for real. Even if it doesn't go public, once the word gets out that it's for real, it will affect the markets. And that's why I'm saying this reinstatement, this RI that the others are talking about, it's just a bunch of chatter. That does not mean that it is not going to happen. It does not mean that they did not attempt to make it happen. It does not mean that it may not be showing on the back screens and computers and banks.
and it does not mean that Iraq did not try to make it happen, as one of the posts had said today. But not for real, folks. It hasn't happened yet, okay? That's the issue. And that's what I'm talking about as the Dinar Land chatter of a soap opera drama issue. People get caught up into this. They start blogging about it. They start living with it. They start salivating. They start saying things that just aren't true. And what I'm saying, folks, is it's time to turn off the soapbox opera. Now, that doesn't mean you can't read the blog sites. It's about how you react to it and how does it affect you in your lives. Now, you can do whatever you want to do. And I've got my opinions on that. And I stated that in the newsletter. I'm not going to go on about this anymore. Enough said. Most of you on the radio program understand that. Now, let me make a couple other comments. Some of you old-timers are saying, Dave, you're starting to repeat yourself. Well, yes, I am. And the reason is because I have thousands of people who have only been listening to this program for less than a month. And for those sake, for those folks, I do repeat myself because I want to make sure that we're all on board together when this thing begins to go live. Now, with that, I'm going to share a little bit of something that someone sent me this week, and this is about Puerto Rico. You know, folks, yes, if you make it to the workshop, that would be nice, but that's the main reason why I'm wanting to share this with you. But it was really interesting. If you know Puerto Rico is not a state, but it is a U.S. territory. So in some ways, they come under federal laws, and yet in some way, they have their others. But there was an article that was sent to me, and in a couple of days I'll put the link on this article, and I'm going to put this information out in a newsletter. Here's why. If you are able to be involved in the private exchange of the dong, now not everybody gets to be in one in the dinar, but what we do know, the bonds have already been released, they've already been cashed, they're already in place, and the report is the street rate on the dinar is going to be $3.71. And there's a lot of you out there that have about a million dinar. Now, what does that mean? That's $3.7 million that is going to be coming your way. And if you've been reading the various blog sites, he says you all have to be responsible for your taxes, capital gains taxes. The current tax law is that this is going to be taxed on capital gains. There are short-term capital gains and long-term capital gains. The short-term capital gain is that you are taxed at your regular income rate. Now, top rate is $450,000. And folks, most of you are going to make that money. If you have 100,000 dinar, you've already made $371,000, okay? And some of you are going to be involved in the private dong exchange, and you are going to make buco bucks for that, okay? So I'm using this as an illustration purpose, and I'm coming under the assumption that the vast majority of you are going to be over $450,000 in short-term capital gains. That means you've held your currency for 1 year or less. That rate is 39.6%. I'm going to round it at 40%, and I'm going to talk about that rate. That means you're going to pay about 40% of everything you get in taxes. So if you make $5 million, 40% of that is $2 million that has to go up in taxes. Well, guess what I have learned about Puerto Rico? If you claim residency in Puerto Rico, which means you have to be there 6 months out of a year, there's no capital gains taxes. Zero. Now, imagine somebody who gets $20, $30, $40, $50 million through all this. Let me share with you the illustration of how that could happen for you. You can go online to the various brokers. The one broker that I use, you can purchase dinar on reserve, a layaway. You can do an order of 12 million Vietnamese dong on a layaway for $80. They will send you the email confirmation, and what they do is they actually double your order. You now have an option on 24 million dong for $80 for 60 days. Now, when you cash that out, it's going to cost you just under $2,000. I'm going to round the terms. So for $2,000, you can end up getting yourself 24 million dong. You can go to my website, and you can sign up on what is called the Dong list for the private exchange. Not everybody has that availability, but there's enough of us that could be there. With the report coming to us is the private rate is going to be under $1. I'm going to use a rounded number at 75 cents on the private rate on the Dong. Now, again, this is all for just an illustration, folks, but I'm going to tell you what you can do for yourself. 24 million Dong, 75 cents, $18 million. Your capital gains tax at 40% on short term is going to be over $7 million. $80 up front and then costing you $2,000. You can end up giving yourself $18 million. And if you move to Puerto Rico for 6 months and gain your residency there, you can have that money tax-free. Because, see, the United States Congress, because Puerto Rican's economy is so tough, what they have done, it's a very poor economy to their high unemployment, they have given excellent tax breaks for in Puerto Rico. Now, how do you do that? Because you say, I got to take the money out right away. Here's the scenario. There is a possibility that just because you can actually – here's a possible scenario. You can claim – you can have the dinar revalue. And we are being told from some of our sources that there may be a 3 to 4 week delay between the dinar and the dong. Your dinar revalues. You pay off your dong reserves immediately. Get that currency in hand. Get on an airplane. Go to Puerto Rico. Rent a home. Come back. Then get your dong. Get your $18 million, take it to Puerto Rico, and you don't pay any capital gains tax because you already established a residency there. You establish the residency, then take your capital gain, and the capital gain is only exercised in the year that it is realized to be this year, 2014. You have to live there for 6 months. And then, because you won't pay your 2014 taxes until April of 2015, and you will just have saved yourself $7 million. Let me read from a post that talks about, is Puerto Rico really the perfect tax haven? I'm going to read some article. I'll be posting this article on a newsletter I'll put out in the next couple of days. It says, the first tax incentives for Puerto Rico came into effect in 1921 and 1976. Congress gave U.S. companies the ability to operate in Puerto Rico tax-free. And it says, but by the mid-1990s, these incentives were costing the U.S. Treasury billions of dollars in tax payments. So in 1996, Congress repealed the business and tax incentives. But today, the main federal tax incentive for Puerto Rico provides that bona fide residents of the territory need not pay income tax on income derived from sources within Puerto Rico. By itself, this exemption isn't particularly noteworthy because Puerto Rico taxes are much higher than those in any U.S. state with a top rate of 33%. However, the exemption opens the door for local tax incentives. And Puerto Rico responded in 2012. Anyone who becomes a bona fide resident of Puerto Rico is now eligible for the following benefits courtesy of a new law, Act 22. 100% tax exemption from Puerto Rico income taxes on all dividends and interest payments. 100% tax exemption from Puerto Rico income taxes on all short and long-term capital gains accrued since becoming a resident of the territory. The law is ideal for wealthy U.S. citizens or green card holders who are now paying the federal income taxes as high as 39.6% on passive income and want to reduce their federal tax liability. If you reside in Puerto Rico and live off your portfolio or income and you pay zero tax in the U.S. or Puerto Rico. Now, I need to make a corrective statement. I said you would not have to pay the capital gains U.S. taxes. I made a mistake on that because I'm now going back and reading this. Is you are exempt 100% from all the taxes within Puerto Rico. Now, that's still millions of dollars. because it depends on what your state tax is going to be for you and your income tax and how the state is going to tax this. I'll come back with a corrective statement on this, folks. I just made a mistake because I misread that earlier. But still, it may be something that you want to take a look at to find out, is it a benefit for you to be there? You go there, you claim residency, you have to be there for at least 6 months. Capital gains is only realized in the specific year. If you have $20, $30 million, you're putting that into the bank. You're making income off your interest. You're making income off your investments. You can live in Puerto Rico, and you're not paying any tax on all of that. So there is the local tax incentives that there is for there that can save you literally a couple million dollars per year. But you don't have to stay there all the time. Do it just once, get the initial savings, then come back. And it's like going on a six-month vacation because I did my homework. I went on the Wikipedia. I looked at the climate. Oh, it's perfect year-round, folks. It's low to mid-80s all year-round. It doesn't make any difference if it's in the heat of the summertime or if it's in the cold of December. The high and the low temperatures only vary about 6 to 8 degrees from the high of the year to the low of the year. So that is one of the benefits of Puerto Rico. I'm going to be there on May 17th. If you want to come there for a workshop, you can come and join us on that day. If you're local, you need to make your reservations, registration through James Menendez. If you're outside of Puerto Rico here on the mainland, you make your registration through me. And these workshops, folks, they're always wonderful because it's the energy of the environment of the people. The ones I've had in both in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and also in Philadelphia, the people are just saying it's one of the best things that they've ever been to. They've never experienced anything like it before. And they hang around. They love the relationships and networking that they're dealing with, working and with each other. So, okay, that's it for that. Now, what else is happening? There's not a lot of news on the news front. But there was a good post that had come out from one of the bloggers today that is talking about some of the specific reasons why the delays have gone on. Some of the information that I have from my confidential sources are verifying some of that. And we are basically, myself and many of the other bloggers are saying it's day to day. It is day to day. We just don't have an exact time frame. But as I said last week, all of the logistics are in place. It's now just a matter of waiting for final decision makers at a very high place to make that final decision on what we will do when that will be released. Okay, so folks, hold on just a quick second here. I had a text that come in, and I want to check just something of what was said on that. And, okay, I do have permission to say this, okay, because it's coming from PIF. For those of you that are involved in private exchanges with him, you don't have to take your money out right away. Here's an example. Let's say that you have $1 million. You can go in and you can basically say, I only want to take 10,000 of that in the hands of the paymaster for up to 1 year. You will gain interest on that money while it is in the bank, and that can make the difference between long-term versus short-term capital gains. And what you have just done is that you have cut your taxes in half. Because here's capital gains taxes. Short-term, 1 year or less. It's taxed at your regular income. For the vast majority of you, it's going to be 39.6%. In essence, 40%. Okay? Now, if you hold that money for 1 year or more, it is the date from when you purchased it to the date that you exercise it. Take the funds into your possession. If it's more than 1 year, your taxes cut in half. Long-term capital gains are 20%. For some of you folks, that's a difference of millions of dollars. And the money that is sitting in the paymaster account, it's insured and it's bonded.
And you can take out, if you have purchased your dinar over a period of time, you can just take out what you did that is already on the long-term capital gains. You can let that money wait and set there for a longer period of time to save yourself that 20%. There are lots of different that you can save yourself millions of dollars. And if you, and also if you come to my workshop, I give some examples about how you can set up your own business to save yourself hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in taxes as well. If you take money into your possession, claim it as a personal income, and it's on a short-term capital gains, you better plan on 40% federal and then your state on top of that as well. If you get the advice of a CPA, a tax attorney, a wealth manager, and learn how to do what is called good wealth management, you could end up taking those taxes from 40%, and I'm just using this for illustrative purposes, all the way down to 5 and 10%. And for some of you folks, that is millions and millions of dollars. I cover this in the workshop. I use illustrations of how to do it. And what I have said is after the revalue takes place, give us about 3 months, and then I'm going to have a full 3-day seminar here in Sedona, and I will then bring in the professional people. I will bring in professional CPAs, professional tax attorneys, professional wealth managers, professional financial advisors, people that can tell you how to set this up for yourself. What they will do, they will come in, they will have 2 to 3 hours to give their presentation, and then yes, they're going to do, they're going to invite you to come to one of their 2 and 3 day seminars. But you know, folks, when you have millions of dollars, it's time for you to educate yourself how to be a millionaire and save millions. What does that mean? That means that your money gets to go, instead of giving 40% of your money to Uncle Sam, you can give that money away where you want to give it to. You're in control of what's going. You get to release it and help where you want it to be. It's all about learning how to be a millionaire. And that's some of the things that I cover at my workshop, and I think that's why I encourage you to come, is because you learn how to manage the money. And I've told everybody at the workshops, you come, it will more than pay for itself. In the end, it will far more than pay for itself, okay? All right. That's it for now. I can go into, I will cover some of those details more in a newsletter that I'm going to put out. But let's move on to the callers. I'm ready to go on to callers. We've got another hour and 20 minutes left on the program tonight. First gentleman I'm going to go to, his name is Stanley. He's from area code 415. Stanley, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Hi, Dave. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Great. Thanks for what you do. My question is, what have you heard about the revalue rate of the Indonesian rupiah will be?
I don't know. Well, let me just say this. Anything that I have heard has been secondhand. There's not a lot of intel that's coming out on it. The rumors are that it's going to revalue at about somewhere around $1.08. I cannot confirm that, so I want to be very clear. That is rumors. That is not what I would call quantifiable information, but that is what I have heard. It is a reval that will probably take place after the dinar. We do not know that, and so that's all that I can say, but I got some on reserve, so that's what I did, okay? I put up a little bit of money to put some on a 60-day reserve, and I'll renew that if it comes up because, you know, it's worth the investment to do that. I didn't put up a lot of money myself, but to buy some to put you on reserve. So.
Okay.
I just don't have a lot of other information on it. But, you know, you can go to some of the main blog sites, and they have search windows, and you can put that in there and see if any of the articles have come up and do your own information on it. But there's just not a lot that's coming out about it.
Okay. And where do we find out that place that we were talking about earlier that offers a double reserve on the dong?
You can go to different brokers. And there's 3 or 4 good brokers out there that you can purchase dong on a layaway or a reserve.
Sterling currency is one. The one that I use is called iBuyDinar. And that is the one, it's ibuydinar.com. And you put in the order like it's for 12 million dong, but when you get your email, you'll see that they gave you the option of 24 million. They always double your order, the option on your order. And the key word there is option. It's not something you're obligated to, but it's something that you can exercise without having to put up any more money if you want to. But I use iBuyDinar, but there's lots of other good ones that are out there as well to do your reserve on it. So,
what are the other good ones?
Sterling currencies. I can't think of any others that are coming to my mind right away. The ones that I purchase the dinar from, silverreadings.com, they don't do currencies on reserve. They only do, you can only actually purchase the currency itself. You know, most of it is just going to Google and Google, you know, purchasing dinar or dong currencies, and you'll see all the different options. What you want to do is make sure that they are authorized by the U.S. Treasury. That's the key. And they will tell you somewhere on their website that they are authorized by the U.S. Treasury, that they're an authorized broker.
Okay. And my last question is, what is your best guess as to when the global currency reset will occur?
It's day to day. I'm not trying to be cute when I say that. Because what's happening right now, all logistics is in place. This isn't just me saying that. There's about 6 or 7 different sources that are all getting the same intel. And we're all saying the same thing. All of the logistics is in place. It's a decision that some things that are being held up at the very, very top levels before that is going to happen, because there's still some opposition that is coming. But that is something that could happen tomorrow. Now, if so-called what you might want to call push them tomorrow, that doesn't mean that you're going to the bank tomorrow or the day after, but it does mean that it becomes real, that the real actually did happen. Okay. It may be a couple days, it may be a couple weeks before you can go into the bank. We don't have all those details, but everything that we know is it's day-to-day. All the logistics in place. And that comes from my intel sources that are at the very, very top. And it confirms it by, as I said, a lot of the other different book writers as well.
Okay. Okay, great. Dave, thank you very much.
Okay, you're ready.
You
bet. Thanks for calling. Okay. Okay, good night. Yeah. Okay, next caller I'm going on to. It's a gentleman by the name of Terry. And he is from area code 760. Terry, you're on the air. How can I help you tonight?
Hi, Dave. How you doing? Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Great. Okay.
My apologies. They wrote it down as Terry. I thought you were a male, but obviously this is a wonderful lady. So.
Thanks. That's okay. I wanted to just dig in with you. I always enjoy your expertise. Obviously, none of it's, the tax implications, everything, the preparation, while wise, isn't going to matter unless this really happens, unless there's the RV happens, the currency reset happens. And I take everything with a grain of salt. Some is more than others. You are in a different category. Just because you're out there with your real name, you give a lot of, you don't shy away from questions. What do you... Couple tracks. What do you think of Mountain Goat's assessment? I don't know if you read it today, but it's very, she's, disappointed more than once. She says it's because things change, but she takes you down this really long but detailed approach to where at the top it's being stopped and how she's going to name names, and that it's, last time she was going to name names if they didn't, not as a threat, but if they didn't comply, and now she's really going to name names about who is holding it up and why. Have you observed that, and what's your assessment of that, if so?
Well, she's normally in what my category is one of the better ones, because her intel is very direct. She gives you specific information, which shows you that there's good substance to it. but she's also jumped on the RI bandwagon, and I just don't agree with that. Now, I'm not here to get in a fight. I really don't care who is right or who is wrong, because once we all go into the bank, who gives a rip about who is right or wrong? You know, I can be wrong. I'm okay if I'm wrong. I give you the intel as I understand it, and I try to be as honest as I can and try to bring integrity into that. She may, it looks like she's getting her information from a different source than mine. She has some information that is very good.
Good news, Dave. That's good news. We hope your source is different.
Yeah, I watch what she has to say closely. And what I'm doing right now, I'm suspending any judgment. But it's back to what I call the soap opera drama. You can watch it. You can look at it. You can digest it. Just don't make such a drama case out of the issue, because nobody benefits from that. And all it does is just put a lot of irritation and agitation and create a lot of division amongst a lot of people. And none of us benefit from that. I hope she's right to a certain degree. I really do, because it tells me that we're really close. But I'm seeing that my intel sources are not the same as hers. I've come to that conclusion in the last 3 weeks. I thought they were. I'm finding they're not. And so her intel sources are different than mine, and we'll see. Right now, I read it, I take it into consideration, and I am suspending my judgment on it. And even if I'm right and she's wrong, I'm not going to judge it. It's just what it is. I think she's an honest lady. She's making an honest attempt out there. Almost all the blog writers out there, they have good intentions in what they're doing. It's just we don't all see it the same way. That's all.
Well, that's just, it's not even a personal thing. First of all, she is not out there with her real name, and it's not a matter of a judgment. It's just as you discern each thing. And do you really think she's dancing around in the Alps of Bavaria? I don't, but that's just me. But it's fun to read, okay? But the point being that you are, it's not good news in the sense that here we are again, theoretically at the top, ready to go, and then there's this power, you know, what's new about that? These powers that don't that thwart it. That's, the White Hats say that. She says that. FTNT Tony has said that. So are you seeing that the day, when you say on your end, the day-to-day, is there big thwarting of it going on, your intel? What is your sense of what the holdup is? I know you're not going to know 100%, but what is your, since you're saying your intel is different, what is your sense on that flow?
There are decisions that are going on at the very top level. I don't know the specific reasons why it has been held up, but those are decisions that are going on at the very top level, and that's what we're waiting for, is for that to get cleaned up and clarified. Could that parallel with what she is saying? It's possible. I'm not going to say that exactly, but because, you see, sometimes it's one of those things. I've used the illustration about, you know, the blind man that, you know, described the elephant. It's an old Hindu parable. You got five different blind men that are all describing the elephant. They're all describing the same thing, but yet there's things entirely different because they're at different parts of the elephant. So there's some of us that see this differently because we come from different angles and different sources, but yet it's still all the same elephant.
Well,
and
you said,
so our,
you said that your guy said there was no going back at this point. Does that still hold?
Oh, absolutely.
Is there always
none
a
of that
going
has
back?
Changed. No, all the contracts are, all the contracts are signed. My sources are saying all contracts are signed, all logistics are in place. There is no turning back. It is going to happen. When people ask me, it says, is this really, really for real? Is the Iraqi dinar really going to revalue? And I come back and I say, it's common sense. Iraq is on an asset basis, is one of the wealthiest countries in the world. It's ludicrous that they are going to stay in a war-torn, poverty-based country, 30 to 35% unemployment, on the verge of a civil war, and a country that has been devastated in their infrastructure from a war, and they don't want to rebuild. And they cannot rebuild until they revalue their currency. That's common sense, that they are going to do that. And I said, strip everything away that all of us have said, all the blog writers, all the commentators, everybody, come back to just that one thing. It's common sense. Iraq's currency is going to revalue. It's only a question of when and at what rate. Now, that we can all agree on. And even the people who call this a scam, call this a hoax, they just don't do their homework. I'm just flat out calling that. They don't do their homework because they want to think it's too good to be true and too good to be real. History has always shown that countries revalue the currency to get the best out of it. It's common sense that they're going to revalue it. Now, that's Iraq. Now, you take the global currency reset, that's a different story because it's a different animal. Could that take a while? Yes, but I still believe it's going to happen because of the global economic scenario. But that's a different scenario and a different situation. When you look at what I call the bottom line of all this, when you start coming up with based on information and intel and what's going on around the world, where all the world currencies are, and what's available, and all the gold that is available in Asia that's backing up the bonds that's paying for all this revalue. Because, see, I've always said those two questions. You have to ask who's footing the bill and who's going to pay out the money. You always have to come back to those two questions, and you have to base everything around that. And I fully believe that the gold is there in the trillions of dollars coming out of Asia, and I fully believe that the people who are going to release the funds are the U.S. Treasury. Why? Because they are the government agency that regulates and monitors all foreign currency coming and going inside and outside of the United States. So it has to evolve around those two. And my sources are saying that stuff is real. That's
what do the bonds mean? I always hear people talking about the bonds. How does the bonds tie into the monies being released and the legitimacy?
The bonds are the financial instruments that are basically, they have dollar value, and they are backed by all that gold. Instead of bringing the gold into place and put it into the bank and you and I get gold, that gold is basically monetized, it's securitized by these bonds, and these bonds act as cash or money in a digital form that's put into the bank accounts. So that when these new treasury notes come out, the new treasury reserve notes come out that are backed by gold, it's the bonds that is the per instruments that allow this money to be dispersed, because they have to have a form of a monetized instrument that can be spread throughout all the banks. Otherwise, we're all physically carrying gold everywhere we go, you see. So the bonds are backed by that gold. They know the gold is real, and this gold is put up as the security for these bonds, which then becomes the dollar value that is put into a paymaster's account that is then released to us when we cash our currencies in.
Okay, last question. Have you viewed the white hats that are sometimes posted? They have this, you know, very big world scenario of, you know, good and evil, and we know, at least in my view, there's truth in that, but and that it's not even close to a resolution. It becomes close, and the evil cabal is winning. And then, you know, do you think we're past that huge world scenario of good and evil and fighting and presidents resigning and all this kind of stuff before any of that can come to pass, where we're on an imminent release? Or what's your view of that? And then I'll just pass. Yeah.
Well, first of all, not all the white hats are white hats. Some of them go by the term white hat, but they're black hats in disguise. Now, I'm not saying that specifically about the white hats that post on Dinar Recap. Secondly, there's two predominant worldviews of how people see this. Some people see this that there's evil corruption that is extremely powerful, and they are going to continue to be that way, and they need to be overcome and be done away with. And some people also, in conjunction with that, is what I call the Armageddon scenario, that some people see all of this being a part of. I don't take that position. I take a position that we as a human race are evolving, and we are growing, and we are becoming more conscious about how we use our money. And that we are now, and that all this gold that is in Asia has been held into a trust format by various entities, predominantly the Dragon family in China. And they have seen that this is their life mission and purpose. And they've been holding this gold for a day like today, when we, as a large group of people, are ready to be responsible with how we will use our wealth. This money really couldn't be released prior to now, because to do so, that the powers that be, what you call cabal, would be able to grab a hold of it and only become more powerful. It's not that the cabal will go away. They will still be around. But they become, with the term that I've used, neutered. They lose the power. They will not have the power that they used to have to control and dominate the world's money supply. And that there's a percentage of us, you know, 2%, 3% of the population in the United States plus others around the world that are going to become overnight millionaires. And the vast majority of us are understanding what it is to be conscious and how we use our money. And that much wealth spread out amongst millions and millions of people neutralizes and neuters. It's part of what is neutralizing and neutering the cabal. The other part of the cabal is their money is predominantly right now in Federal Reserve notes. All this new currency that you and I are going to exchange is going to come out in the new Treasury Reserve notes, and that's what we're waiting for. When the new Treasury Reserve notes come out, most of the Federal Reserve notes money loses its value. Now, I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. It's not the money inside the United States loses its value. It's the Federal Reserve notes that is outside of the United States that loses its value. And most of the extremely wealthy cabal people have the majority of their money outside of the United States. And the majority of their money is going to lose its value, and they're going to lose their power because of that. The Federal Reserve note money that is outside of the United States will become like what I call a quasi-foreign currency. And to bring it inside of the United States, it's not going to have anywhere near the value. Inside the United States, it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Federal Reserve note or a Treasury Reserve note, because a dollar is a dollar. It's just like going to Iraq today. You take a 25K dinar note, 25,000 note, and go into the country of Iraq, and a dinar is a dinar inside the country of Iraq. Outside of the country, it's worthless. But inside the country of Iraq, it's an exchange currency that they use. And the Federal Reserve notes will be the same. Inside the United States, they will still hold their value and be at par with the Treasury notes. But outside of the United States, they're going to lose their value. And that is where the extremely wealthy lose their power, because they lose their money. Does that make sense?
Yes, I'm right in line with you. Is there really a Dragon family? It sounds like an actor name. Have you verified that there is such a family with that name?
Yes. I have met and talked with people who can pick up the phone and call and talk to their representatives at will. I have told the story about a little over 2 years ago. I was sitting in a lobby in a bank in Vancouver, British Columbia, and I met with a person who had met personally with the family. They had a bunch of bonds. Those bonds to cash, they gave some to him because he was going to give the money away for humanitarian aid organizations purposes. And I was sitting with him in the bank lobby. He pulled a $30 million 1936 Federal Reserve bond out of his briefcase and handed it to me. I held that bond in my hand. And he described who it had come from, and it was the Dragon family. So that's when I realized this was for real. 2 years ago is when I started getting involved in this, because I had that experience. And the reports, their existence is there. There's newspaper articles about it, but you have to really dig deep to find it, because the cabal basically quashes any of the stories about them. They don't want that out, and they control most of your mainstream media news sources. So it's difficult, but yet you can do your research on Google, and you will find that they exist. They are the family that they trace their roots all the way back to the first family of all the Ming dynasties in China. And I have talked with people who meet with them. I can pick up the phone, and I can talk with people who can talk with them on a daily basis if they want to.
Dave, I have to tell you a beautiful little synchronicity. I got to go then. When you talked last week, you said about divine, this was, without ego, you felt this was, you used the word divine appointment. Remember you used that word last week, or that phrase?
Yeah.
You, okay. It struck me. I got off the phone with you last Wednesday. I put on a lovely radio show that I like to listen to. I can't remember which one it was from, one of the high vibrational ones. The first phrase that a person used was divine appointment. And I had never heard, I practically had never heard anybody use that phrase before. So here I was hearing it twice in Wednesday. So keep the faith. We're with you.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Terry. Thanks for calling. Okay.
Okay.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay, thanks. Okay, good night. Going on to the next gentleman. His name is Guy, and he's from area code 727. Guy, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
How do you do, Dave? Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Okay, listen. First off, I just want to thank you for everything you do. We really appreciate the time and effort you put into this. I became aware of this investment back in September of last year, and after looking at the price of the dong and the price of the dinar, I decided to go ahead and invest in the dong. I did do a little bit of a small investment in the dinar, so I've kind of got myself, you know, my bases covered, whether we have an RV or whether we have an RI. But I was just curious. I mean, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. If there actually is an RI that's going to happen here, do you think there would be any a long length of time between an RI and a possible RV for the dong?
My sources are saying yes.
Really? So, I mean, when
yes.
So long's kind of a relative term. When you
well,
say that,
when I say
mean, are
long,
we talking years? Are we talking months?
No, weeks.
Weeks. Okay. Well, for me, that's not really a long time, considering the roller coaster ride we've taken from last September since we've gotten on board with this.
Let me explain why.
Okay.
Now, whether you call it an RI or an RV, you have to come back to my second question. Who's paying you? Where's the money coming from, number one? Who's footing the bill? Number two, who is physically doing the paying to you? And that makes a big difference whether or not those funds are going to be Treasury Reserve Note funds or Federal Reserve Note funds. That's the question you want to ask. If it's an RI, you can be pretty well certain that it's Federal Reserve Note funds and not Treasury Reserve Note funds versus an RV. Okay?
Okay.
And then my sources that are saying that there's going to be a period of time, because we have to think beyond how this affects us. The 2% of us in the country that are involved in this, we forget how it affects the other 98% of the country. And the people that are in charge of all this, they look at the full big picture, because they have to make sure it doesn't create chaos, pandemonium, riots, insurrection, and the list goes on and on and on of what happens. The other thing is people wonder, well, why is there such a small percentage of people? Can you imagine if 15 to 20% of the people in America all of a sudden became overnight millionaires? All of a sudden there would be so much money that the demand for products would outstrip the supply, and that creates a huge inflation.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say there's an item out there that sells for $1,000. And all of a sudden, you've got $20 million. This is, I don't care if it costs $1,000 or $2,000. I'll pay $2,000 for it. Can you see what it does? Because all of a sudden, there's more people that want that item than there is the supply of the item. And now all of a sudden, you have hyperinflation because you have a whole lot of people that have a lot of money to spend, and they don't care how much the item costs. And then what does that do to the other 95% of the people in the country who don't have all this money? All of a sudden it makes the cost of almost everything they want to buy double in a very short period of time. They have to make sure that this is all brought in incremental steps in phases so that it doesn't upset the ongoing operations of how we function in a global economy. And you could have too many people having too much money too fast.
Well,
that totally upsets the global economy.
I agree. I just personally myself, I don't see how if there is a reinstatement of the dinar. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me how they could not do a revaluation immediately afterwards. I mean, there would be so much double dipping that would go on. I mean, you would have millions of billionaires instantly.
I know, and they can stop the double dip. See, the reinstatement to me doesn't make sense because they say it's a comment that's coming out of Iraq, and it's something Iraq is trying to do to force the United States to do the revaluation. And they're saying that the rates are going to be 322. Well, why would Iraq take 322 when they can get 371? Why would they take that 50-cent discount just to force the hand? You see,
well, because they've been sitting here waiting for this thing to happen for months, and it's not going. I can see them playing like a trump card like that, just initiate it and get it going.
That's true, and there may be people who want to jump on board, and they're going to pay with Federal Reserve notes that are going to be worthless, so it doesn't mean anything to them anyway. And so people thinking they're getting a good deal to get an early jump on a 322 that's going to be paid with a Federal Reserve note that's outside of the United States that could end up losing who knows what percentage of its value. And you end up taking a huge, 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 huge discount if you would have just waited a little bit longer taking the 371.
Right, right. Well, a couple other questions. Oh, I'm sorry, Debbie, I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, but go ahead.
Well, I was just going to switch gears here. I just wanted to – you touched on this Act 22 with taking residence up in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
So I purchased my dong back in September of last year. So if this does revalue here in the next month or so or the next few weeks or so, if I sat on this and like just went in and cashed a little bit and left the rest of it sitting in the bank until – September of this year, then I would go from long-term gains to short-term gains. Am I understanding you correctly?
It depends on how you take possession of the money. Now, if you go in and if you cash it all, exchange it all, and put it into a bank in your personal name, you have exchanged it as of that date.
Right.
If you are involved in the private group exchange that is available on my website,
and I am.
You can have a paymaster hold that dong. You will actually exchange the dong, the currency, but it will be put into an account that's insured and it's bonded and it's protected and it gains interest, and you can have a locally appointed paymaster, which would be an attorney that you could acquire to be the paymaster. He is the attorney, then becomes the custodian of those funds on your behalf on a legal basis, but you have not taken possession of them even though they are in your name, and you can let them sit there for up to a year so you can take advantage of the long-term capital gains versus the short-term.
Oh, that's a wonderful thing.
Now, that saves you about 20% on your taxes. And
right.
That is only available, to my knowledge, off of those that are involved with the private dong exchange that is happening through PIF and through my website.
Okay. That sounds great.
Let me make one more clarification statement
on
that. Those that are on the dinar list for that private exchange, they get to participate in that as well, but that list is closed. You can't get into that list.
Yeah,
so
I know.
Those folks,
I missed that.
That list is closed, but the dong list is still open. So if you're on either one or both of those, you can take advantage of that, of having a paymaster hold your funds to wait until you move into the long-term capital gains tax.
Okay. Just one last question then, Dave. Have you heard anything at all on the Zimbabwe dollar?
All just rumor.
Okay.
Again, it fits into the same category of the rupiah, but I would say the rupiah is a lot more solid because the rupiah fits into the same category. It is a current currency that is tradable on the open foreign exchange market. That is way out of balance with the rest of the currencies around the world. The Zimbabwe dollar is a currency the country Zimbabwe is no longer using because they had such huge hyperinflation because of steep corruption within the country. Now, there are rumors that it is going to come back, that it is going to be revalued. The rumors are all over the map on what those values are going to be. I can tell you what I have been told, but I can't tell you how accurate it is because it's in a rumor stage. But I was told that they are going to drop six zeros and then it'll be at 3 cents. That means that a 100 trillion Zimbabwe dollar note will be worth $3 million.
Oh, I like the sound of that. Go ahead.
But I can't clarify that or quantify that in any way. It's just what my sources have told me. Those sources are good people. They have been fairly reliable. They don't mislead. But tell me how accurate it is. I don't know. So it's one of those things is if you wanted to go out and buy a 100 or 50 trillion Zimbabwe dollar note, and you can do it for a very low price, you're gambling.
Yeah.
You know, it's not what I call a strategic investment. It's a gamble investment. But,
sure.
You know, some people throw away $100 at the crap table every night. You know?
Exactly. Low risk, high reward.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
David. Listen, thank you very, very much. I appreciate your time, and we'll maybe talking to you later.
Okay. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good night. Yeah. Okay. I'm going on to the next gentleman. His name is Ron, and he's coming from area code 925 in California. Ron, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hi, Dave. Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
So I have a couple of questions for you. One is that I did sign up for the private exchange with PIF, and I was wondering if there's any way I can get his email address so that I can put it on my whitelist so when he does communicate with me, it won't be, like, spammed out.
The answer to that is no. Okay.
So I just have to look through my junk filter for it.
No, well, possibly, but the other thing is I will put, if you're on my newsletter list, you will get notified from that as well, okay? We have the ways for you, and now the reason I'm saying that is because we are protecting him. He does not have the time to answer emails. When he gave out his private email last week, it was supposed to be just to the one guy that he had mentioned it to, and then the next thing you know, we had hundreds of people wanting his email. He cannot do that. He just does not have the time to do that, okay?
I don't want to email him.
I know. Here's the thing is, if you're on his email list, you'll get notified from him. If it goes into your spam filter, don't worry. I will send out the notice in my newsletter. If you're on my newsletter list, you will get notified from that as well. And then we will make sure that you have the avenue to make sure that you're connected, okay? We are monitoring.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate that.
Sign up
on
the list.
I could have another.
Email is there. And then make sure you're on my newsletter list.
Yeah, I am, of course. Okay. That's the only way I could get on that list anyway, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Unless you know.
Have you heard about these 800 numbers? Are you going to be involved in that?
Boy, there's so much has changed on the 800 number scenario, and it's really hard to quantify that issue anymore. If 800 numbers come out, this is just my opinion, it has evolved to the point it will be the individual banks that will be releasing 800 numbers to set up appointments with them to exchange, and that is a public exchange issue, not a private group exchange.
Right.
You will probably have 800 numbers that will come out for the public exchanges with individual banks. Now, there may be a couple of other private groups out there that are going to be releasing their 800 numbers, but you have to be on their list to get that.
Right.
But the whole 800 number issue has really evolved quite a bit, and it's not what it used to be.
Yeah. Well, I was just wondering if you were going to be involved in communicating that to us, or do we have to go to someone else?
Well, with the private exchange that I am involved with, you will be notified through either PIF's email or my newsletter. And the instructions.
I'm thinking more about the public.
Well, public is that you just go to any bank once it's open.
Okay. So you don't need
any
an
bank
800
that,
number.
You don't need it. Now, that bank may want you to set up an appointment, and they may have their own 800 number to do that. They may say, we're not going to do these exchanges at the teller window of a local branch for security reasons. They may do that, but that's up to the individual bank, how they want to do it.
Yeah, well, I would prefer to have an appointment, but I was just wondering if you were going to be involved.
Nope.
Okay. Okay. I did have one other thing, and you were talking about it with the gentleman just before. You know, I've really been thinking about the bigger picture and how all of this new money, well, we have trillions of dinars out there, and if all of those suddenly become worth $3 in some cents a piece, we have trillions of new U.S. dollars on the market, and I just can't imagine what the impact of something like that would be.
Well, that's why they're being released, first of all, new Treasury Reserve notes and not old Federal Reserve notes. And yes, that is true, but there's also, it's designed to pay off the trillions of dollars of U.S. debt, and it's also designed for you and I to go out and spend our money to stimulate the economy and create jobs all around the world.
See? So how does it pay off U.S. debt?
Because the government has trillions of dinar of its own.
Oh, really?
To pay off our debt.
Do you know that for a fact? I mean, have you seen that information?
That's been common information. It's not talked about publicly. But that goes back to the whole thing when President Bush said that this war in Iraq will pay for itself.
Yeah,
and
he did say that.
And my sources that I have said, yes, that when early on when they were doing, they're already the exchanges, they were predominantly doing them with governments, not with individuals.
I see. Okay.
And it's
go ahead.
Well, and it's designed to do that. It's to pay off our debt.
Well, that would be great if that actually is what happens. But, I'm not an economist, so I don't know. But sometimes it just sounds like all of this is very, very speculative, and it's not really certain how it's going to impact the global economy. But I'm sure that's part of what is being considered and stewed about and what all the concern is about. And that's a good thing because it could have a huge, huge impact if it's not done the right way.
Yeah, and that's true. See, my understanding is when the interface teams first started, they were just doing what is called the governments are the very, very large people. And then they went to the humanitarian aid organizations. And then it's only been in the last 6 to 8 weeks that they've opened it up to everyday folks like you and me. And I use this as an illustration. If you have someone who has a net worth of $10 million, and then all of a sudden their net worth goes to $50 million, what are they predominantly doing? They're pretty much just adding zeros to their bank accounts.
Right.
But if you take that $50 million and you spread it out amongst the everyday folks like you and me, we're going to go and we're going to spend we're going to spend a lot of that money. So we're spending money, stimulating the economy, creating jobs and creating manufacturing for the goods and services that we want to buy. Secondly, the vast majority of us are going to be very honest in paying our taxes. You got somebody that's got a net worth of $50 million, they know how to play the games, and they're not paying $50 million worth of taxes. We get $3, $4, $5 million, we're still paying our fair share of our taxes. So the government benefits because we will pay more tax revenue than the wealthy will for the same amount of money.
Yeah.
And secondly, we will spend more than what the wealthy will, and we will spend it in the areas that it creates more jobs, on everyday stuff that everyday people have of their everyday jobs in the stores and in the manufacturing plants. And, see, the other countries around the world want us in the United States to have all that money because the next step for them is that we are purchasing the goods that they make. So they're creating jobs in Mexico and China and Vietnam and all these lower-income countries that manufacture a lot of the stuff that we buy. So it stimulates the economy all around the world to the next step for everybody. And so that's why they want this money into the hands of folks like you and me.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Do you think it ultimately devalues the current value of the dollar?
Federal Reserve note dollar, yes. The Treasury Reserve note dollar, no.
So when we go to the bank, we should make sure we ask for Treasury Reserve notes. That's what I'm hearing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Uh-huh. And this is all based on this whole thing with the Dragons and Sukarno and all that. Okay.
See,
all right,
gold,
well, it remains to be seen.
I know. See, that gold...
It sounds pretty fantastic to me, but, I've got them, so we're going to see what happens.
Well, even if you take away the fantastic stuff and go to the absolute bottom line, the dinar is still going to revalue at some point in time, and it's still almost a better investment than almost anywhere else you can get in the stock market today.
I think you're absolutely right about that. There's just no question in my mind about that.
Even if the dinar came out at 25 cents, it's still a better return than anywhere you're going to get anywhere else.
That's right. Absolutely. I agree with you.
You
absolutely
can't,
on that.
And to me, it's common sense they're going to do that.
Yeah, so, I think you're right.
You can take this at different levels. Take the worst-case scenario, and it only comes out at a dime. You still made a darn good money. You still made over 1,000% return on your money. Try to get that anywhere in the stock market. Or anywhere else.
I've had those exact same thoughts, Dave, and I absolutely agree with you. It doesn't even matter if it's a dime. I'm still doing really great. So
I know.
And I'm happy, and
even
I'm blessed, and I'm grateful.
Even if it's a penny, you're still doing really well.
That's right. That's right. And I'm still grateful. So.
Yes.
And I appreciate your perspective, Dave, over all the people that I've heard. It sounds like you have the most balanced and gracious and grateful attitude, and I really, really appreciate that, and I really like hearing what you have to say, and I'm following you, and I'm very, very appreciative of what you're offering us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and it's you, it's folks like you, Ron, that give those comments. I love what I do. I am getting to experience the joy of my life in what I'm doing here, because it's, as I said, I just turned 60 years old a little over a month ago. I mean, just a month ago today, in fact. And all my 60 years of experience of everything that I have done is coming together in this. And I'm loving what I do. And it's a pleasure for me. And you love what you do, you're good at it. And that's just that way for anybody who does anything. If you love what you do, you're going to be very good at it. And
it shows.
Yeah.
Definitely.
My pleasure to help everybody.
Thank you, Dave.
Okay. Thanks, Ron. Have a good evening.
Good night.
Okay. We're going to continue right on down the list here now, except hold on just one second, folks, because I've got to get something here on my screen to redo, because I can't tell how much time. Oh, I can look at the clock and tell how much time I got. Okay. All right. That's a side note. Okay. Going on to the next caller, a gentleman by the name of Terry from Maryland. Terry, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hey, Dave, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
I have a question. I'm involved with a Dong private purchase, and my question is, if a Dong RV tomorrow, let's say 27 cents, what am I supposed to do? I don't know which bank I will be going to. Would the teller at the screen know that I get more money? Am I on a list or something? I'm just curious to know, what is the process? When will we know the process? After the RV happens, weeks later, we don't know anything about how to handle the private exchange.
Stay tuned. That's the simple thing. Okay.
Stay tuned.
Then when it goes public, the rate, because the dong is a currently traded currency on the foreign exchange market, its rate is going to change. You can take the dong today, any bank that exchanges foreign currency, and they will exchange it for you. It's just that the rate is so bad today. Well, at a certain point in time, that rate is going to change, and you go into a bank at the teller window, and you say, here, I want to exchange this, and she's going to look at the foreign exchange rate. She'll give you what the new rate is. It's that simple.
But I'm a part of the private exchange, so as far as
now,
the private exchange is concerned, go ahead.
Now, the private exchange is a different story. We don't have all the instructions yet. They will come out. Piff will put them out in his email. I will put them out in a newsletter. And here's how I understand it at this time, but it's still subject to change. Those of us on the private rate, there will be banks all around the country, and lots of them that will be notified, and they will have the list that will be released to them. I do not know if that means you go into a teller window or if you go into a private appointment. All I know is that you will not have to go to one specific location. You will be able to be many places around the country you will be able to go into. You will produce your identification. They will verify that with the list that they have, and you will say, I want my exchange, and they will give you a higher rate. It's that simple.
Okay,
Dong's
so,
a different animal than the dinar.
Right. Dong, I'm only in the Dong private exchange group. So
yeah.
If it happens tomorrow, we will be notified about the banks when? Like the same day?
You won't get
later?
Notified by banks. You will get notified from us, not from the banks.
Right, from you, right, from you. So
right.
The list of
and
banks
then,
that we go to.
We don't know yet.
They don't have the list of banks yet?
Don't have a list yet.
Okay. So based on your understanding, are we possibly waiting for, like, once the RV happens for the Dong, are we waiting a time period after this to wait for the information to come out? Or is it going to happen at the same time, like once the Dong RVs, we get information at that same moment? I mean,
we don't know that.
We don't
have those specifics yet. What I'm telling you is, as of now, the information I am receiving is the dinar will revalue first. And there will be a period of time, and what I'm hearing is 3 to 4 weeks before the dong will revalue.
Right.
When that information is released, we will, for the private rate, we will give that information how to proceed. That stuff not etched in stone at this time.
Okay,
but
so
we've been told there are many banks around the country, and it will be very simple because it's a simple exchange of just going into the appropriate places. You don't have to fill out a bunch of paperwork. You don't have to do a thumbprint or show your passport or have things notarized and stuff like that you do with the dinar. And it's because the dong is a different currency and
right.
than the dinar.
So
the
there's
dinar,
a possibility that the Dong can RV, let's say tomorrow, hypothetically, the Dong can RV tomorrow at whatever, let's say 27 cents, and we will be waiting for information about how to proceed. That's what
well,
that's
the 27, yes, the 27 cent range is the public range.
Right.
And we don't know that. That is not etched in stone, but that is the reports, and the private rate is going to be...
Just a hypothetical, say, hypothetically, if it came out at 27 cents tomorrow, we would still be waiting for the private exchange information to come to us. It may be a day, it may be a week, it may be longer before the information comes to us about how to proceed.
I don't know that. Because
you don't know.
What you're saying is that the public rate will come out before the private rate of the Dong, and I don't know that. We don't know that.
I'm saying once the Dong RVs. So we won't have instructions about what to do until we know what banks to go to get our private rate.
Right.
So,
yes, for the private rate.
Will the information come out at the same time about the public rate and the private rate information, or will we get it later
don't
on?
Know.
That's what,
I
that's
don't
my
know
question.
That. You keep giving
that.
Me a bunch of hypotheticals that I don't know.
Okay,
what I know. Here's what I know. I'm told, okay, the Dong... I don't know if it's going to go public or private at the same time. I don't know. It probably will. The private rate is going to be 2 to 3 times higher than the public rate, and the private rate is going to be under a dollar. At a public, you can go to any bank anywhere in the world that exchanges foreign currency and get the public rate. The private rate, there will be a select list of banks to go into. And there will be many of them all around the country. We do not have those instructions. We do not have those locations. Stay tuned for that information.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right. Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
Okay. Okay. Thanks. All right.
Okay.
Great. Anything else? Okay. Nope. He doesn't. Okay. All right. So we're still going to go on to keep going down the list of callers, and I'm going to... I got to wait. Okay, I had to wait for that one to come off. Now I'm going to a gentleman by the name of Carl from area code 317. Carl, you're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hi, Dave. Thank you. couple quick questions. One, you get this every week, but if we're still buying Dong, can we still register that through PIF through the link on your website?
Yes. And okay. If that amount changes, let's say like you already registered a certain amount, but you acquired more, then go back and fill in the amount again like you're doing it from scratch, and then they will consolidate the two because they will have your email to do that. But they do have to get a reasonable number of what they are going to need to fund, and that's why you need to tell them how much you have. And you can do it in increments, but when you do it the second time, do it for the new amount that you have because you've already reported the previous amount.
Okay. What? Because I'm getting ready to buy for a third time, so I just go back on and do it for the third time for the amount that I'm buying. Is that correct?
Yeah.
What you're saying?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, because see, they can consolidate. But as long as you're using the same email, they can consolidate you all into just one. They'll just add it all up into one for, under the same email.
Yeah. Okay. And just to verify what you said earlier, we can go in at different times once the Dong RVs and cash out at different times. Is that what I heard you say tonight?
Now, it's not the way I understand it. It's not going in at different times. You will actually exchange all of your Dong at one time, but you will not withdraw it all at the same time. You can leave it in an account with a paymaster, and then you can withdraw it when you want to up to 1 year. The paymaster will hold those funds in a bank account for you, a bank account that is insured and bonded and collecting interest so that you can wait to take it out as you want to based on what you want to do with your taxes.
Okay. To build upon that, because you've done a great job of giving examples, if you're doing the reserves and you're not able to pay for the reserves except for out of the money that you make when you do the exchange of the Dong, in order to take advantage of that 1 year, and you said it would be paid by the paymaster, put into some type of escrow account to be held, if you don't withdraw it at that 1 year mark, because aren't long-term taxes considered a year and a day? I just want to make sure I don't lose out on the ability to be able to cut my capital gains taxes if it says a year and a day, but the pay or the escrow account holds it for a year. Or is that getting kind of nitpicky?
No, but first of all, let me back up just a little bit.
Okay.
You have to have the currency in hand to participate in the private rate, which means you will have to pay that and get that currency in hand before you go in. If you go in to exchange the reserve, you do not get the private rate. You only get the private rate if the currency is in hand. And that starts on the day that you purchased it and got it in hand. And then it's 1 year from that date. So and if you follow me, is what you could do is you – now, here's a potential scenario. If you have some dinar, you exchange your dinar, and you use that money to immediately go and pay off your Dong reserves to get your Dong currency in hand. And there will be a period of time between the dinar and the Dong. You now have the Dong in hand. That's when the one-year clock starts. And let's say 2 weeks later, you go in and you exchange in the private exchange. Well, you can then still let the paymaster keep that for up to 1 year, which means you'd have about a two-week window in there to change from short-term to long-term. And do you understand why that two-week window? Because it was the window in between the period of time of when you acquired the currency to when you exchanged the currency.
Okay, got it. Got it. Okay,
yeah.
Thank you for that clarification. Second, or the other question is, I believe it was last week, PIF made the comment that if you live in an area where there is not a Wells Fargo bank, once the dinar RVs and Wells Fargo has the exclusivity of, what is it, the first 20 days, that there would be other banks in that area that would be contracted to do the exchange then. I live in an area where there are no Wells Fargo banks. How would you find out who that bank is that's contracted to be able to do that exchange then in the first 20 days?
That information will come out when the instructions come out. I don't know who they are, but that is true. There are some states that do not have a Wells Fargo bank. That information will come out when the instructions come out. You will get that information either from PIF or through my newsletter.
Well, but I'm not part of a private exchange for the dinar. So how would you find that out then?
It'll come out in my newsletter, whether you're in the private exchange or not.
Okay. Well, that was the only question that I had, and you've answered it. So I appreciate Avery. Go ahead.
Yeah, because, Carl, that would be kind of a, you know, that would be almost a public announcement that Wells Fargo will say, gee, if you don't have a Wells Fargo bank in your state, here's the one in your state that you can go to, because they want your business. They want your business in the first 20 days. So, I mean, that would probably come out as a news item. That's my estimation. Because if they're smart, they're going to be announcing that all over the air on commercials and every outlet you think, because they want you in their bank to bring in your money to put it into their bank. They want your business. Smart businesses, smart banks will do that. They'll end up advertising the whole thing.
But worst case scenario, that'll still be something that you would put out in your newsletter that you send to people, whether you're in a private exchange or not.
Yeah, it's going to come out one way or the other somewhere.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much for answering my questions. Appreciate everything that you do.
Thanks, Carl. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Have a good evening. Okay. Okay. Let me just take a quick look here. Folks, wow, I'm getting down to the point to where there aren't that many people left here on the list that actually want to call in with questions. So, If you want, I still have about a little over 20 minutes left. So if you want to be able to call with questions or comments, go ahead and call the number. It's really weird how this thing blocks out. But go to my website, because when people start dropping off the calls, I got this little screen that comes down and starts blocking off part of my what's called the studio here. I'm going to have to figure out a way to do that, but do that another time. Go to my website, SedonaConnection.com. The phone number is there. First number is 646, and you can see the number that you can call to call in if you want to come on the air and ask questions, and you have to press the number 1. That is there. Penny will come on. She will screen you, and I can already see a couple of you starting to come in. So going to one more caller. The name is Shoni from area code 641.
You are on.
I'm getting some feedback there. So can you turn your you got to turn yourself down, because I'm getting feedback.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There we go.
Okay, I just hold it away from my face.
There we are. I think we're better now. I'm still getting a little feedback.
Yeah.
You got to turn wherever you're listening. Turn the volume down or turn it off.
I can't turn it down. How about that?
Okay. There, that's better. There we go. That's much better. I'm not hearing myself now. We'll try.
Oh, wait a minute. It looks like
go ahead.
Oh.
Yeah, you have speaker on because I'm hearing myself on a feedback.
How's that? Is that better?
I think
Hello?
So.
Okay.
Yes, I think we're good now. I think we're good. There we are. Okay.
Turned the speaker off. I thought I had turned it off, and I hadn't. Okay. My name's Shawnee. I'm calling from Fairfield, Iowa, and I've had some experience with some of these companies, and I just want to tell people that Dinar Corp is not a good person to order from. If you order currency from them, it takes them 30 days to send you your currency, even if you order a small amount. And then in their installment plan or their layaway plan, they promise that if you have to drop your plan because you can't pay it off, that they will send you 5,000 dinar. And they owe me 10,000 dinar that they haven't sent me yet. And I kept demandling and they haven't. So anyway, I'm just telling people they should avoid them. But I'm currently with GID and Associates, and they have a really good installment plan and really competitive prices. And you can also, one thing that's good about GID and Associates, they're registered with the Treasury. They've been in business since 2004, is you can use an e-check on their website instead of having to send a money order. And they, with their installment plan, if you, it's only, it's like a, they hold your money for 30 days, but if at the end of the 30 days you want to roll it over, it only costs you $24 for whatever amount that you have, and then that is applied to the balance of what you owe them.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Because the last place that I had a rollover plan with, the rollover payments were just to hold your layaway, and it didn't get applied to your balance. So anyway, just to let people know that are out there searching, that GID and Associates is a good outfit. Dinar Trade is good, but they don't have any kind of installment plan or layaway plan. So anyway, that's all I want to do is just pass on something from my experience and say thank you for the show. I really appreciate all the information you put out, and thank you to you and Piff for giving us the opportunity to, you know, get on the in on the rate for the dong. And, and I look forward to attending one of your workshops as soon as I can afford it.
So, well, we're going to be there in Chicago, you know, in at the end of the month.
Well, I'm a full-time student right now, so my budget is like nil. So,
understandable. Understandable.
Yeah. But I'd rather go once this revalues where you're having, you know, a bigger workshop, you know, with more information and stuff. So.
Okay.
So, anyway, thanks a lot.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening.
Yeah. You too.
Okay. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah. Okay. Next, going on to a caller. His name is I clicked on the wrong one there because I skipped there a little bit. And I'm now going to Richard, area code 863. Richard, you're on the air. How can I help you?
Good evening, Mr. Dave. I'm not full of questions tonight. I'm going to save you the agony of that. I have a couple comments.
Okay.
First of all, you're the luckiest man in the world because Sedona is the most magical place in the whole United States.
I think so, too.
And I think you understand where I'm coming from and what I'm saying. I've been there 3 times. It's to visit. It is a very magical, special place. My reason for getting on the call tonight, though, I was listening to your update and this morning, and something happened to the visual, and everything scrambled. And I'm sitting there, and it bothered me because I'm watching this. You can't help but watch it, and it was all these different colors and really messed up. And I got sort of bored, and then I got to thinking, that's probably not great energy. And so I started scrolling down, and which I never do, and I got to the comments. And I'm looking at all these idiots sitting there running you down. Now, I'm not saying this to bring out negativity. What I'm saying is the thought that hit me is people can really be stupider than animals. Literally, we have descended lower than the animals. The reason why is anybody stupid enough to keep reading or listening to anything that bothers them is not all that intelligent. And for entertainment purposes, I thought I'd bring that out tonight because I've noticed it isn't just you. There's always somebody that has something negative to say about almost anything. And, you know, if it's anything to do good, they have something bad to say about it.
Yeah.
And as many people have said over and over again, you are completely reasonable. You're highly educated. You have an incredible background that you're coming from. And, you know, if it bothers you, just turn it off and do something else. It's really quite simple. So I thought I'd bring that out tonight just for the entertainment purposes. Anyway, that's all I got to say.
Is that on the YouTube page?
Yeah.
Is that where that is? I'll have to go to – I haven't looked at it, and I'll go in and take a look at it. But, you know, I know people can say what they want to say, and when they make stupid, ripping, critical comments, all they're doing is exposing their own stupid criticalness.
their own
That's
ignorance.
How I look at it. See, they're just, to me, they're just exposing their own ignorance,
totally.
Their own anger, their
mm-hmm.
own lower energy, because, see, our thoughts, if you're mad and angry on the inside, you're going to project that outward. So
absolutely.
When they're making critical negative comments, all it is a projection outward to me of what's happening within them. So I just give them love and forgiveness, because it's a call to love. It's a call to say that you're hurting
mm-hmm.
and you don't understand absolutely. What's going on. And you're only becoming extremely negative and critical towards yourself. I just don't receive any of that. I just let it go. If there's constructive comments, I'll take a look at that. But the baseless negative criticism, it's only a reflection of who they are and what's happening inside of them. And it's a reflection of how they are so totally out of balance of being in a world where we need to love one another.
Absolutely.
And so they only expose themselves and hurt themselves when they do that. I just, because I don't take it personally. That's what 20 years of politics did to me.
Well, I have a strange belief, and some people may agree, and some people may not. But my belief is that God made everybody here, and it doesn't make any difference your color, your statue in life, or anything. We all come from the same source.
Yeah.
The people from overseas in the ancient societies all have the belief that even if you kill an ant, there is an effect in the world on something.
Absolutely.
In other words, what they're saying is we are all connected. And
we are.
We thought that here, but we are.
Yeah.
And so if you're angry, you're connected with everybody, and you're throwing that, and the stupidness is you're actually making it worse for yourself, because it comes back at you. And this is what the Bible
yeah.
tells us. So anyway,
everything is connected energetically. We are mm-hmm. all connected energetically. So when someone is angry, it's only an outward projection at the anger that is happening inside of you. Because
right.
that's all you can do. Because you're in denial about your own anger, you have to do something with it. So you then project it outward. But that's basic psychology 101. I mean, psychology 101 always shows any attacks that you direct toward another is only a mirror or a reflection of what is happening inside of you. So if somebody calls me stupid, incompetent, dumb, scamming, and hoaxing, they're only showing their own stupidity, incompetence, and the scam happening with inside themselves that they're
mm-hmm.
in denial about.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well,
denial is always projected.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I have listened to you for a while, and the first time people can tell that you're genuine, they can hear it in your voice, and if you know anything about energy, you can feel the energy coming through. So, you know, if people say something, like you said, it's because of what's going on inside of them. But if they actually listen to you and they still have a problem, then it's actually worse than what you'd think it is.
Yeah, it's their problem.
I
say that with sincerity, but you can't fix stupid if they don't want to fix it. I'm just
yeah.
sorry. That's just the way it is. I mean, it's
you
a reflection.
yeah,
it's a reflection of their own denial that they're projecting outward when they make comments like that. And that's just basic psychology. And everything is, it's like they become their own masochist, but they don't even know it. Because all they're doing is hurting themselves. They do that.
And
they keep themselves in that state of anger and that state of frustration, and they're just projecting it outward. And but it's their choice, and that's just how I look at it, and I just let it be.
Yeah. One last thing. The sad thing with that is that if these people have a foreign currency and they become rich, they don't realize it, but they're taking this with them, and it's going to hurt what the what their chances are to do something with the money. It's going to come
yeah.
back on them there. Anyway,
it does.
Often let somebody else get on, but like I said, that was strictly for entertainment purposes because it, to me it was quite comical. But anyway,
thanks,
I'll let somebody else get on with something else. Thank you.
Okay, I appreciate it. Have a good evening. Thank
you. You too.
Okay, folks, here's what I need to do. When I said we could open up and I could bring some people on, all of a sudden a whole lot of people all came on. So I'm going to have to keep you each to about a minute and a half because I want to always try to get to everybody. But when I said that, boom, then all of a sudden there was a whole jump, you know, a lot of people just jumped in. So I'm going to a person by the name of Pat in area code 254. Pat, I can keep you about a minute and a half, and then I got to go on. What can I help you with tonight?
Good evening, Dave. I'm Pat. I met you at the first seminar in Dallas. I'm the
uh-huh.
one who stated I can help you roll up your projection screen. So,
oh,
FYI,
that's right.
I want
thank
to thank
you.
You for the knowledge I learned from there. And for anyone who hasn't been to one of your seminars, it's absolutely amazing. There's so much energy and so much you can learn from it. My point and question tonight is the first caller mentioned the currency and it cut out at the moment. Were you referring to the Indonesia rupee?
Yeah, I was.
Okay. And the second
yeah.
is I'm a Wells Fargo, you know, account holder, and I understand you can buy on reserve if that's all you can do, but you can go into Wells Fargo, and my last purchase for $100, $114 actually because it fluctuates daily, I received 2 million dong. So
yes,
as opposed to buying it through a dealer, you know, if you have a Wells Fargo in the area, you can get a much better value for your dollar investment. And then I'm just also here looking now, and they also trade Indonesia rupee. There's
yeah.
no charge for
right.
Wells Fargo account holder.
Yeah, if you're going to purchase the currency, the best place to do it is in a bank. Now, you can't do that with dinar, but with the Indonesian rupee and the dong, the best places to purchase it is in a bank. That's always
okay,
your best.
And my
okay.
point is I'm on private exchange lists. So I just need to go back in and update my dollar total dollar amount?
Yep.
I'm asking that. Okay, that's the question, okay.
Yep,
and then
that's
if
all
we
you have
do
to
the,
do.
If we do the private paymaster, then that amount gets listed with the paymaster and put in into an escrow account with them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. And then
okay.
you're going to put out information on the Puerto Rico Article 22, correct?
I'm going to do a newsletter in the next couple of days, and I'll put that information in there about, you know, you could save a lot of money if you want to live in Puerto Rico for at least 6 months.
Right. All right, I'll wait for that
yeah.
information. Thank you again for all that
okay.
you do, and it's so nice to
right.
finally meet someone honest and sincere.
Thanks, Pat.
I'll let you
have
go
a good
now.
Evening.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, going to the next caller. His name is Sean from area code 843. Sean, what can I help you with?
Yeah, hi, Dave. Real quick, I've been in this for 3 years. My daughter passed away last year through a staph infection. It really knocked me to my knees. And I've been trying to keep positive, but I am getting a little discouraged. You know, I know you're saying this is day by day, but is there any type of back wall? Or I mean, do you have any idea or feel of how long you think this is still going to go on? I mean, is it going to go on for
no.
months, or do you think?
I don't think so. I you know, Sean, I can't guarantee anything. I don't think it's months. I think it's at the most a few weeks. But that's all I can say right now. But I can't guarantee that. And you know, I'm sorry. You know, my heart goes out for you. I would find something else. Maybe you just need to shut this stuff off for a while and go find something else that's really positive for you for a short period of time. Something that's going to bring a real positive thing into your life, you know,
well,
for a short
I
period
have
of
done
time.
That.
Yeah.
yeah, I have
yeah,
done that
good.
And trying to use this as a purpose to dedicate to her, but that's why it's driving me crazy. But so you don't
yeah.
think it's going to be 3 or 4 months down the road, huh?
No, I don't, but I can't guarantee that.
I understand. All right,
because
thank you.
It's, yeah, okay. All right, thanks. All right, I hope I get the name right. I think it's Vanette, and it's from area code 978. You're on the air. What can I help you with?
Hi, Dave. How are you? This is Vanette.
I'm doing good.
From Massachusetts.
Okay.
I am so excited. You're going to my country. I am Puerto Rican. I have been listening to you for, I don't know, like a month now. And all I want to say is I appreciate the fact that you are going down there. They need you down there. They need a lot of information. I am so excited you're going down there. Unfortunately, I live in Massachusetts. I cannot make it, but I'm pretty sure that a lot of friends of mine that bought dinars, following James Mendes will appreciate you going down there.
It's a special place.
I'm following you. I'm sorry?
I'm just saying it's a special place.
Yes, I'm so excited you're going down there. Unfortunately, I can't be there, but I know they will appreciate you down there. The last thing I have to say, if I have to tell about dinars to about 40 to 50 people about it, maybe 5 to 10 believe in it. I don't know why. There's a lot of information out there, but for those that are listening to me in Massachusetts, I think that they're missing out in a great opportunity that is coming to the near future. Maybe a few weeks, few months, we don't know, but I hope that they can listen to what I'm saying. I don't know what else to say. I'm telling you, I have been telling this to about 40, 50 people, and only maybe between 5 or 10 believe in me. What I'm doing wrong, I don't know.
All right. I need to let you go because I'm not going to be able to get through everybody before I have to go off the air, okay? But thanks.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Good night. Okay. I'm going to, let's see. I have a gentleman by the name of John. John, you're calling. I'm getting it from South America. Is that correct?
That's correct. My name is John. I'm calling from Guyana in South America, the only English-speaking country in all of South America. It's nice listening to you. You emit very good and positive energy. However, I have a question. We all know that the currency of a country belongs to the country of origin, and the central bank of that country is responsible for that currency. Having said that, we would assume or we know that all the dinars must be returned to the central bank of Iraq. And that includes the dinar that you mentioned earlier that the United States also have in their possession. I'm talking about trillions and trillions of dinars. Now, if you multiply that by 3, let us assume that there's an RV of 3 U.S. dollars to 1 dinar. We're talking about close to perhaps 60 or 70 trillion U.S. dollars. My question is, where is Iraq going to find all of this money for it? For these dinars at the revalued cost of 3 to 1, if it is the revalue at 3 to 1.
John, I've covered. I need to cut you short, and I'm going to anticipate your question. First of all, it's not Iraq that's paying for it. It's all the gold that's in Asia that is paying for it. Secondly, what I'm being told is the currency does not go back to Iraq. All the larger denominations of the currency, when you exchange them, are going to be immediately destroyed, and they're going to be taken out of circulation so that Iraq doesn't have an overabundance of the currency in circulation, so that its currency will be a nominative value. But Iraq is not paying for it. It's being paid for it by the gold in Asia. Okay, I need to let you go. I got less than a minute before I'm cut off.
Okay, no problem.
Thanks.
All right. Okay, I understand.
Okay. Folks, for the remaining callers, I wish I could have gotten to you tonight. I can't. It's just because of the fact there was too many of you that all came on at once. Again, folks, thesedonaconnection.com for more information. Want to thank you. Sorry about the interruption we had at the beginning of the program tonight. When this is over tonight, I'm going to have to go back and I will edit out the beginning so that it will start basically where I was talking. So there'll be a short delay there if you're going to listen to this on an edited version. Don't know what the technical problem was tonight. Thank you, all of you. Remember, stay tuned for what's going on. Make sure you're on my newsletter list. Also, the workshop's coming up May 31st in Chicago, May 17th in Puerto Rico, and also looking at June 14th in Southern California. Stay tuned, folks. It's an exciting time. Things are unfolding, okay? Love all of you. Have an absolute wonderful evening. Thank you. Okay, good night.